Well, I like it a lot. And that's the voice of Lily Lane Stafford. Now, that sounds like a name out of the Old West, Lily Lane yes. Stafford. But she's got some vocal cords on her. Really, really nice singer. You? Beautiful, beautiful. And the old-timey style, guitar playing and the echo effect that takes me back to the 1950s and early 60s. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful. And we have with us also Jarrett Mallon, who is the executive director of TexArts.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And tell us all about TexArts and how this production came about and how long it's running and where.
Well, TexArts is a professional theater out in Lakeway. We've been around for about 12 years. This is our season opener for the 17-18 season, and we run for the next 3 weekends. TexArts kind of has a history with Patsy Cline. Back when TexArts first started, another show called Always Patsy Cline did 2 successful runs. And then we've had Laura Benedict in to do her Patsy Cline cabaret. And so this was just seemed like a natural fit to bring another version of the Patsy Cline story.
You're the experts on
Patsy. We seem to be. She's very popular in Lakeway.
Right.
As with everybody. So it seemed like a natural fit for our organization.
Right. And so this is going to be done in Lakeway.
At the Cam and James Morris Theater, okay. Which is housed inside of the TexArts Studios.
Okay. And so for more information and tickets, mm-hmm.
They can go to our website at tex-arts.org.
Tex-arts. Mm-hmm. You got to put the dash.
Got to put the dash.
Not the underline. The dash. It's little. It's over there on the right-hand side of the keyboard, somewhere up at the top. And you've got to look. Okay, let's focus on some of the members of the cast. Lily Lane Stafford, tell us about yourself and your history in working with music and your vocal arts and all that sort of stuff. Tell us where you've been, what you've done.
Well, I am a recent graduate of the University of Texas Theater and Dance Department. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. I have been singing since I can remember.
Are you from Texas?
I am. I'm from Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up in Dallas and Texas born, Texas bred.
Right. And lots of good music in Dallas.
Yes, there is.
For sure. And so here you are in Austin, Texas, and you've recently done something else, which was called what?
I actually did another show at TexArts called The Marvelous Wonderettes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I played Betty Jean Reynolds.
Oh, my goodness. Another Betty Jean, another triple name like Lily
yes.
Lane. You're a perfect fit for those roles. Okay. Now, Jerome Schuler.
Thank you very much.
Whom I've been knowing for an awfully long time. And he's very, very good. He looks just the same. He does. He does. I swear he does. But, you know, I wonder what that is when you know somebody for a long time. They always stay the same. To you,
I really wish that was true, but thank you.
but it is. Don't you feel like that when you know somebody for a very long time?
Yeah.
They always look the same.
Well, especially here in Austin. I mean, you come across so many people that have all worked together after year after year and different projects. And at TexArts, there's all sorts of components and sound designers and lighting designers, and we've all somehow throughout the years worked in this wonderful arts community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, along the way. You made a baby. You are 2 or 3. I don't know. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids.
Right.
And Guthrie is the oldest by 30 seconds because he's a twin.
Aha.
And now it's been a real treat to be able to go to rehearsal together and play together and spend some
time
together.
And Guthrie's mom is?
His mom is Angie, and she is a director of human resource right here at UT.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so it's all, you know, it's all family.
And you got a blonde-headed kid, so Angie must be a blonde.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Okay, and at the piano we have Stacy Agnew, and she's tinkling the keys just in fine form, but she doesn't have a microphone, so we can't talk to her or Guthrie, unless Guthrie come up and say hi.
His mom will want to hear that.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, now, look, he's got full bass, grown chords and everything.
He's taller than me.
Yeah, he's taller than you. And so are you out of school?
No, I'm currently getting a computer science degree at the University of North Texas up in Denton.
Okay, so you go north every time for school.
Yeah, I'm here for the summer, and my twin's not here for the summer, so it's kind of hard.
But yeah, is your twin a boy or girl?
Boy, yeah.
And so you both go up there?
Yeah, we both go to school there. We're both resident assistants at the dorms.
Cool.
So we hang out a lot and we do a lot of things together.
And you get all the other dorm people to do what you say.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's all fun. Okay, thanks so much for saying hi. Let's have another song. What's it going to be?
Absolutely.